On April 24th, 2010, former laboratory machinist Erwin Lingetz walked into a Cub Foods in White Bear Township, Minnesota, and got into some trouble over some samples. His case prompted Sporkful.com's Dan Pashman to contemplate the etiquette of sampling. He joins us now with his thoughts. Welcome back, Dan.
Hey, how are you?
So tell us about the case of Erwin Lingetz.
Well, there's a bit of a he said, she said going on here, but apparently Mr. Lingetz is a regular at this Cub Foods location. And according to him, he says store employees solicited him to take more samples. He was known as a guy who took a lot of samples, and they wanted him to take more samples and bring some home to his wife. And he took a whole lot of samples, but the store says it's not quite that way. They say he was warned in the past about taking too many samples. And in the straw that broke the camel's back incident, he was found leaving the store with 14 to 16 packets of soy sauce, more than a half a pound of summer sausage, in a plastic produce bag, by the way, and nearly a pound of beef stick that he was taking out of the store with him. And they went ahead and had him arrested for shoplifting.
Funny thing is, if he had eaten the sausage individually through the course of maybe a few hours, maybe he wouldn't have gotten in trouble. But if he left with the store with him, then I can kind of see why someone might get upset.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's an interesting question because the suit claims that Mr. Lingetz, quote, violated societal norms and common customer understanding regarding free sample practices, which sort of begs the question, well, what exactly does that mean? But I think that, A, you hit on one of the rules, which is you're not supposed to leave the store with it.
You know, the etiquette of samples is a very difficult thing to gauge. So Dan, set us all straight here. How many is too many to take at once?
Well, you know, the lawyer in me says, and I'm not a lawyer, but the theoretical lawyer in me says that technically speaking, if the samples are free and there's no stated limit, the store shouldn't stop you from taking as many as you like. You know, if people get greedy, they should, you know, then the store can put up a sign that says don't take too many. But that being said, from the standpoint of a food lover and a relatively upstanding member of society, I think that the limit is almost always two. You know, you need one sample to taste it, and then if it seems good, you need a second taste to confirm your findings. Now, if the food happens to be extremely delicious and you're really hungry, you may apply to the ego part of your psyche for a waiver to take a third.
Dan, since I have you here, I have to ask you about ice cream samples because that is the diciest of the entire sample eating world. So let's hear a little bit from Larry David and Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Got a long wait.
Oh, can I try the tiramisu?
That's good. That's a good one.
And I think I'd like to try the banana, please.
Banana? Whoa, whoa, whoa. It might taste like, let me guess, a banana?
And some chocolate.
I mean, this is just really ridiculous. This is so rude.
Just the plain chocolate.
You know, you're like a sample abuser. That's what you are.
What's the matter with you?
You're abusing your sampling privileges.
Dad, I've done it too, where I take maybe five samples, one of the chocolate, one of the vanilla. Is there a different etiquette there?
I think there is a little more leeway because, as you said, each taste is a different flavor. It's essentially a different food that you're tasting. So I think that you can stretch the bounds here. I think it does depend a little bit on how busy the store is. If there's a massive line out the door, then standing there and having 10 different samples is especially rude. I think it is another case of, I mean, each one of those samples, the taste itself can't cost the store more than a few cents. I mean, you're talking about basically one spoon's worth. It's more just putting the employee and the other customers through that inconvenience.
Dan, I am a sample abuser. I've just realized it. The last few minutes, I've just realized it. Dan Pashman of Sporkful.com, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks, A.
Dan's quandary made us want to hear from you, so we headed to our local grocery store to ask how many samples is too many.
I'm probably not very good with sample etiquette myself because sometimes I just can't help myself if it's really good. If people aren't around and they're not taking, why not?
Oh, yeah. No, that's just really poor taste. I mean, I would say past two or three, you're really starting to push it.
I try to only take one sample per person, but I have 1.5-year-old toddlers, and if they're melting down, then I think they can have as much as they want.
You see people sticking their hands in there, and they don't use the toothpicks. That's my thing about samples. I've told security at the other place, you know, where they sell raisins, people just stick their hands in there, or they scoop it up and they put their fingers in there. That pisses me off.
That was Erica Jones, Terry Rich, Allison Cooper, and Jim Barquette. And we'd like a sample of what you're thinking, so go to our website, kpcc.org, and take part of our poll.